This show is fucked up.
A fist bump, a pound, a terrorist fist jab. The gesture everyone seems to interpret differently. We'll show you some interesting body communication and find out what it really said. Michelle and Barack Obama, fist bump or fist pound. People call it all sorts of things. A terrorist fist jab. But I know that if I stop, I'll be another nigga headed to heaven hanging with Pop. These motherfuckers look at me like I'm a slanger, making threats to my family, dog, I'm in danger. Who do you call when these agents want you dead? And they hit these penitentiaries and niggas make a pledge, so I dip and duck the fed. All my homies.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
It was a mistake. The city of Flint says water lien notices sent out last week should have never been mailed. But, Ann, that's only for some people in the community.
Yes, the Genesee County Treasurer says if you rent or own commercial property, that lien has to be taken care of. But if you own your home, she says you shouldn't have received the lien and don't have to worry about it.
We don't want people that are living in their own home have a family that they have to worry about the fact that whether or not the water is good enough to drink, obviously, is still a water emergency on. And until that emergency is lifted, that's really what my position is that we will not take those water liens.
Deb Cherry says she was surprised the liens were sent out to homeowners in Flint because she met with city officials last week and they agreed they wouldn't mail them out. The lien notice gives the county the right to possess a person's home until they pay the money owed. The treasurer's office says the scare has resulted in an influx of calls, one from Florisa Stebbins. Her letter says she owes more than $300 and it's due by the end of the month. As a single mother, Stebbins says she couldn't afford to pay that. The majority of her bank account goes to medical bills to pay for health issues she says her family is dealing with as a result of the poisoned water.
You know, we've been through enough between the water crisis and other things that have went on in the city. And to now go through this, and it's more than a burden. It's beyond that at this point.
And Stebbins is grateful it was a mistake, but would like to know how much the mistake cost the city. In a statement, the mayor's office simply explained, quote, a letter was sent out in error. Mayor Weevil will not be enforcing water liens. Elise.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right. Welcome to the wine cellar, fuck faces.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
I am happy it's Tuesday.
Why are you trying to give
God
me a glass?
God damn it. That one gets me every fucking
bottle.
Time. God damn it. I want a do-over. Fuck.
I do every time myself. I need to just be better at it.
Anyways, I'm glad you're in the wine cellar with us on Tuesday. I'm going to get it together. I promise. Eventually. Just not right now. So Tuesday in the wine cellar, by the time this airs, there's going to be a trigger warning in front of it, right?
Yeah.
Good, because, whew.
All right, well, and you just gave it anyway, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the main recording always gets it, but these shorter ones, sometimes they just get this show was fucked up, you know, something, because it is mostly the core audience. Like, we haven't seen an audience expansion in about 3 or 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like it's... Really? It really is like a lot of the plain same people are returning, and that's a damn good thing. You know?
No, that is a good thing. It just seems like there has been more like Patreon subscribers and whatnot. So wow, okay,
yeah,
huh?
But like, like as far as like an increase in like 500 people, something noticeable.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, and I can tell. There was like a little thing on Twitter. It was like I think it was like 6 concerts that you've been to, but one of them is a lie. Try to figure out which one I'm lying about, kind of thing. Like to see how well people know you. I can tell who listens to the podcast because I put Jay-Z in there, and everyone who listens to the podcast said Jay-Z. It's the fake one on my list. Huh. Yeah.
Oh, I guess because they fucking know you got the quality tickets.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah. So that's good. Also, because you know they might remember your little rant about Jay-Z the last time he had an album out.
Oh shit! That good time.
Did he just rhyme lesbian and thespian? You were supposed to be Jehovah.
That's a weak rhyme. It's a weak fucking rhyme.
So, yes. Which also means, yes, I have actually seen Papa Roach in concert. No, I did not buy tickets. I was dating someone who worked as a bartender in the club that they happened to be performing at. I just went up to go see my significant other. Papa Roach happened to be there. So, yeah, I feel like I have to justify that story for some reason. All right. So, trigger warnings, because everything is awful. An ex-priest. Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. When you say priest, I think we already know at least half of the story, right?
Yeah.
An ex-priest who got a teenager pregnant can keep his job as a middle school teacher.
And do they say if this is a public school or a private school?
I believe it's a public school because they have the name of the school district, which implies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, right?
That they're part of the system.
Yeah. So, a veteran New Jersey teacher who once had a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old girl and got
that's
her pregnant.
Not that.
Soft language, I know.
Bullshit.
I know.
All right, let the soft language pass. People in that tune in know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a veteran New Jersey teacher who once had a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old girl and got her pregnant, all while he was a Catholic priest.
Surprise.
Can keep his middle school job, an arbitrator has ruled.
I was sure you were going to say Church of Satan. Because right, I associate that word with bad.
Ha! Well. Alright, so former Reverend Joseph Deshaun, who was 59 years old, began teaching at the Cinnaminson School District in 1996, 6 years after he impregnated the teen. Wait, hang on a minute. So he's 59 now. So how old was he in 96?
Whoa, 59 now.
So he's like, I'm just gonna fucking...
Wait, that's 23 years back, so you would go back. It's, what, 36?
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, he was in his late 30s. So okay, so he was in his late 30s raping a 14-year-old.
Yeah, a sexual relationship
with. Sexual relationship. Twice her age. A little over twice her age, actually.
Shit, well over.
Well over twice her age.
Yeah. Yeah, what 14 by 3 is, does that even get into the 40s? That's still in the 30s,
That's still
right?
in the 30s, yeah. So how 3 times our age.
Of it, though? Like, we should have 14 times 3 down.
Because it's the end of the day and we're tired.
28, add on another 10, and you've got 38. Oh, no, it does go up to 42.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, almost 3 times our age.
That was useless tangent.
This is why people love us, though. So he was raping 14-year-olds and getting them pregnant, which, of course, if you live in one of these new abortion ban states, the government thinks that that's awesome and you should totally be forced to carry that child to term. So the Cinnaminson School officials said they didn't learn of the illicit relationship until 2002 when it surfaced in the press. Deshaun, who had left the priesthood years prior, was suspended for 3 weeks but returned to the classroom. So from the start, he's in his late 30s raping 14-year-olds. In 1996, his employer finds out about it. Or, I'm sorry. He started working for the school district in 1996. In 2002, they find out about it, and he gets suspended for 3 weeks. You think they might have fired him then? No?
No.
Well,
it's a culture.
Rape culture doesn't exist, William.
Yep. Something you're tired of being told?
Mm-hmm. Then last year, district officials alleged Deshaun made a 12-year-old student uncomfortable while repeatedly commenting on her pretty green eyes.
Okay, so is that the grooming, or he's fucking trying to rape that one too?
He's trying to rape that one too.
Immediately.
Well, she's only 12. He's got 2 years to...
If 14 is what he figured in his head is the when they acted grown enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Always heard that shit, acting grown.
Whatever the fuck that means. Which, because, like, they're not. They're still acting like children. Yep. Because, like, even if... Like, I know what people mean by, say, acting grown, but even when, like, you know, kids are trying to be like, oh, I'm so mature for my age, I'm gonna act grown, they still, because they don't have the life experience to go with it, like, it's still very obvious. You know what I mean?
And then kids are also always told to be more mature, grow up.
Right.
Well, they're acting how you told them to.
Well, I see in reference to, like, girls, especially black girls, like, all acting grown, like, as far as, like, putting on makeup or, like, you know, wearing heels. But it's also, like...
Or even being confident in yourself.
That, too. But then it's like, but their makeup is sloppy because they don't have the experience putting on the makeup. Like, they can't really walk in heels because they don't, like you can tell it's someone trying to be older than they are. So, like, I don't ever buy this whole, well, she was acting grown, I couldn't tell. Yes, the fuck you did. You knew. You knew. You knew. And you said, that's going to be an easy one, and you went for it.
Just a rapist. Predator.
Yep. Deshaun. Or Deshaun, I keep saying Deshaun, it's Deshaun, allegedly told the girl, look at me, let me see your pretty green eyes, you don't see those too much anymore. Okay, so he's also a fucking racist, all right?
You don't see those too much anymore, that's racist because, like, it less white people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, particularly Northern European white people.
Okay.
Like, you know.
And what state's this in?
This is in New Jersey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Deshaun made the creepy remark in a weird voice, the student said, according to a 7-page ruling. The former priest was accused of, quote, conduct unbecoming of a staff member by the district in December as parents requested their child be removed from his classroom. The parents said their child felt unsafe being taught by a rapist pedophile who who the fuck? I'm going to scroll up and see who the fuck wrote this. Joshua Rhett Miller. Joshua.
What, with those words?
But he put them in quotes.
Oh, in quotes.
The parents said their children felt unsafe being taught by a quote-unquote rapist and a quote-unquote pedophile. Joshua!
What if they might mean that those are the words the parents used by the quotation marks?
I mean, I guess, but... he is, though, so... like, he got a 14-year-old pregnant. Like, it's not like it's up for debate.
Joshua had to fight to be able to cover the story already.
Oh, man. All right.
What's the outlet?
New York Post.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Joshua can't play hardball. Nope. You just wait, Joshua. One day you'll be able to be on RT, too.
Yes. So the parents said their children felt unsafe, and he had no business being around juveniles, especially those close in age to the girl he impregnated, according to the documents. But... the arbitrator, who is a firm supporter of rape culture, I added that in, ruled that the allegation involving the student's eyes was hearsay and did not warrant termination. So a guy who rapes children.
Yeah.
We know rapes children.
Yeah, we know that.
Which also, why the fuck isn't he in prison?
So he can fucking teach. How's he going to teach people from prison?
He can teach inmates.
Teach them what? They're already grown. He needs to teach people that are just acting grown.
All right. So despite the fact that he raped a 14-year-old and got her pregnant, apparently it's not a big deal and isn't worth terminating him when he's making other students feel uncomfortable by telling them how pretty their green eyes are.
Oh, yeah. How is she going to be ready for fucking rape culture in the workplace if he doesn't prepare the student?
Ha!
Teaching.
Right.
Blam. Mm.
The Board of Education insinuates that the comment was laced with improper intentions and sexual connotations, wrote the State Department of Department of Education arbitrator Walter Detroit. Walter, you're a fucking dick. Yet it provides no non-hearsay evidence of the basis of the... how the fuck would you... oh my god, this guy totally supports rape culture. Because how could you do this without non-hearsay evidence? Because it's literally she's saying he said this to me. Obviously, he said it when nobody else was around. How the fuck else would you... All right. What? So, Walt wants this kid to get raped. I'm just going to come out and say that.
So, he's one of those fucking... if I don't see the rape happening, there was no rape.
Right.
And even then, you're just letting me watch. Must be okay.
Exactly.
Fucking... yeah, literally the...
yeah.
Like, we have a thing where we acknowledge that there is rape culture... while they ideologically tell themselves that it is a, there is no such thing as rape culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I made a tweet about that. People got mad because it's like, you know, it's prom season. So it's like the dad with the gun, like, if you touch my daughter. And I was like, ah, prom season, the only season men acknowledge rape culture exists.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's a joke. And I'm like, explain the funny part. And they're like, well, it's hyperbole. And I was like, is it though? And they're like, dads aren't actually like hurting kids because they're having sex. And I'm like,
really? Because I can point to a dead colored feller of the Negro variety.
Only
old,
one?
Old story covered in the wine cellar.
Only one?
Because I don't cover, because on some, you know what? Those are racism stories, but they're also dating and relationship stories. I don't do dating and relationship stuff.
You talking about the cop that killed his daughter's boyfriend?
I think it was a cop. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cop. And he, like, pulled him over and was, like, fucking with him because he was black and he yeah. just wasn't having it. And she, like, left the home. But she was, like, 19, so she couldn't be legally brought back. And he was pissed off. She was staying with her boyfriend. So he just fucking shot him.
For acting grown.
Acting grown.
What yes. you got, Skipper?
So despite the changes in, quote, parental and societal views that district officials say now make DeShann unfit for a classroom, arbitrator Walt Dutroux, who firmly supports rape culture, wrote in his ruling, a teacher cannot lose his job for conduct they've known about for 17 years. I mean, I guess technically he has a point there, but at the same time, like, he should be fired, though, like, because it did happen, and that's fucking gross. The Board of Education has not alleged that the respondent engaged in any inappropriate conduct while holding public employment. The fact some parents now demand his removal from the classroom does not give the Board of Education a second opportunity to revisit pre-employment conduct of which it has been long aware. DeShann teaches reading to sixth graders and earns more than $85,000, according to state records. In a statement to the Post on Friday, Cinnaminson School Superintendent Stephen Capello said that the district is currently working with counsel to determine next steps. We will continue to make decisions that are in the best interest of our students. No, the fuck you're not. And the educational community. No, the fuck you're not. A mother at the middle school said DeShann was put on leave in October and has yet to return. The district did not respond to questions about his status. DeShann, who has been named in a list of clergy members credibly accused of sexual abuse by the Diocese of Bridgeport, was removed from the ministry in 1989 after a single allegation, which was probably that rape where she got pregnant. Mm-hmm.
But you see, but he created a new life, so that's why he should be rewarded.
Right, okay. By the way, just salt in the wound. He was never prosecuted in Connecticut because of the statute of limitations on sex abuse.
There you go. In Connecticut, that's not Paterno. Who's that motherfucker, that coach?
Oh, that was Penn State.
Sandusky. Where was that?
That was Penn State, I think.
What state?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, cool. You should definitely force teenage girls to be in rooms with rapists for the sake of learning. Yeah.
All right, and there was the next one. Thug Life,
which
in it. Yeah.
Is an excellent segue, because what were we just saying? What were we making jokes about? Acting grown.
Nope. What the fuck is this?
Fire captain who was accused of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old claims...
No, get the fuck out of here.
Claims...
A what?
He mistook her...
What?
For an adult.
Eight. That's just what the fuck came out of his face when he was... Yeah. That's just what he fucking... He freestyled that bullshit. New York Post as well.
Yep.
Who's he? Who's the journalizer?
Michael William Palmateer.
All right, let's see how Michael William tells this story.
A fire captain in Arizona accused of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl while, quote, extremely intoxicated, claims he mistook the girl's...
What the fuck? You want me to do it?
Like, it's like a point where, like, you're just saying so much bullshit that it's, like, insulting that anyone else has to hear it because we all know how much bullshit it is.
Yeah. Yes. What is this?
He claims he mistook the girl's genitals for the mouth of an adult.
That's... He had time to think about that. He chose to say that shit.
Woo! Michael, this is also Joshua Rhett Miller, I take it back.
Oh, okay.
But the way the spacing was weird. Michael William Palmateer is the fucking rapist. So, all right, Joshua Rhett Miller, I see you. Michael William Palmateer, age 48. 48 years old, and you can't tell the difference between genitals and a mouth, huh? Really?
Consider, just anatomy and gen... All right. We know that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
This fucker should die. What's this story?
So he allegedly told a colleague at the Gilbert Fire Department he did things he could not take back during a relative's 50th birthday party home in Queen Creek on April 21st, according to court documents. Palmateer told the coworker during a recorded call he took a prescription muscle relaxer earlier the day after hurting his neck. during a sex act. What? With his adult girlfriend. All right. So he takes muscle relaxers because he hurts himself when he has sex with adults. Okay. So, and obviously, though, he has an adult girlfriend, so he does know what an adult mouth and adult genitals look like. So, Paul Matier, who resigned after his arrest Wednesday, allegedly recalled going into a bedroom during the party while off duty and started to kiss the victim, not fully aware of what he was thinking. Oh, you were thinking you was going to rape a kid. That's what the fuck you was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I have been drunk a few times in my life. I have never tried to have sex with a child. That's not the alcohol. That was just your inhibition, you know, was low. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to rape a child. The colleague then told Palmatier the victim was 8 years old, prompting him to repeatedly curse before crying and apologizing. Okay. Palmatier then said he, quote, he let his demons get out. Oh, so you knew you were a fucking pedophile, as we all also yeah. knew. In another recorded call, Palmatier allegedly said he went into the bedroom because he sexually desired one of the adults at the party, but claimed he would never victimize a child. But you did.
You just fucking... That's literally the story you're telling.
And then he said he thought he was kissing someone's mouth. What?
White men always would never. And always do.
Michael admitted the entire thing was wrong, but he would never knowingly do anything sexually to a juvenile, according to records. He also commented, yeah, I have a sick side to me, like a sexually sick side, but not in that way. Then in what way?
What the fuck you did?
Like, Palmatier allegedly later acknowledged that children don't make shit like that up, but insisted he thought he was kissing an adult's mouth rather than the girl's genitals. What? What?
This is the bullshit he's
like,
trying to pass.
And then also, like, you didn't even kiss her mouth. Like, you pulled her legs apart and were like, oh, this feels like a face. Like, come on, man. Come the fuck on.
Faces that are between legs. Legs that are like the size of adult arms.
Right.
Fucking 8-year-olds are not big people in general.
The fire captain of nearly 20 years was arrested Wednesday on charges of suspicion of sexual contact with a minor, kidnapping, and indecent exposure. What the fuck, kidnapping?
The fuck else did he do?
I don't know. The girl, who was asleep at the time, awoke to a man performing a sex act on her before she escaped the bedroom and ran into a bathroom, according to court documents. The girl's aunt, meanwhile, told investigators her niece told her a man removed his pants and underwear and licked her. Oh. Okay, also note, she said lick, so he wasn't even, like, again, with your fucking bullshit. I thought I was kissing an adult's mouth. She said lick. That is not a kiss.
Yeah.
Fucking rapist. Witnesses at the party say they saw Palmatier abruptly leave the birthday bash, leading to one male friend to later confront him at his home. Michael answered the door and appeared to be extremely intoxicated. Wait, they let this drunk-ass nigga drive home? Did he drive home? What the fuck?
A lot of things go on in white culture.
So Palmatier then asked the man if he was upset before allegedly repeating, I fucked up. Palmatier, who has been released from custody, was ordered by a judge to wear an electronic monitoring device ahead of his next court appearance. So that happened.
Fuck, they have no other details to that story?
No, but I can Google his name and see if there's anything.
Nah, it's alright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Alright, Jesus fucking Christ. Alright, let's dance it forward. We're gonna figure this thing out. WineCellarMedia.com, folks. And, yeah. Different desk. Same fucking stories.
Yes.
Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.